Again, this just turns out to be a bunch of good rushes that we, having this year. There's where I want to get it, right here, right? End up coming around damn good shape. He's taking it up like he's rushing regular. He just comes around him then. So when we run an exit, we kind of come up and we both want to try to pick the guards. I go right here, just go and penetrate. All right, here, that's good right there. The only thing is, I see, watch your air. See how you're a little bit, but you're, at least you're still going. And man, we're in great shape right here. All I can tell you, I'm just telling you, you're going to make money right there. But remember, tight is what? 2 eye on the open side, 3 technique on the tight end side, right? Like I say, my voice for my grandkids. I know I don't look like I have grandkids, but I do. We take the one tackle around, he contains here. The other tackle contains from the other side. We set B to A to try to do what? Open that gap up nice and big. As that guy comes underneath, then we come outside for contain. Perfect shape, right? Now, so again, you see me put it in here. We count those like sacks, right? Right here, it's hard to complete a pass when that ball's down like that, right? Have got to get my hands up, right? We want to knock the ball down if you can't get a sack. You got to pressure the passer. You got to get those hands up. Here, their hands. Look at this. That's what it's all about in there, right?
We had a bunch of athletic middle linebackers, so we'd be blitzing one.
Oh, yeah. Other one, so I just run oh, yeah. No. We've done that forever. All right, so here it is. There's clip, right? Whether it's base or single, 5 shade, 3 technique. Here we go. Again, they turn out to be in 21 personnel. That's the fullback. So we're all squared away. Tight end, fullback, offset, doesn't matter, right? 5 shade, 3, we're good shape. Stay in that C gap, right? Don't worry. Don't let them push it down inside to the B gap. Stay in that C gap in there. We're trying to get right in the gap and go and play the block that you're getting. I just got to keep going, keep going, keep working. Here's what I'm talking about. Right, now watch. You can't believe how it will pay off for you. I promise you. There are 11 personnel. Do we have anybody on the nose? He's got to stay in a B gap. What's he got to do? Stay in the B gap, right? So again, right, I'm here. Good shape right here, dude. There's nothing else we're going to get right there. Okay, if we knew, just think of it, if we knew they were going to run the ball, what would we have told him? Well, go ahead and play the C gap. Oh, if I know they're running away, go ahead and play the C gap. I don't know they're going to play what they're going to end up doing in it, right? So I just squeeze down, be ready to end up falling back down. It's 1st and 10. They can run or pass. Doesn't end up mattering right here, right? End up getting off and going, play whatever you get. Now, really nice counter. Legitimately, what's Holmes has here if it's pass? What's he got? Is he an A-gap rusher or a B-gap rusher? He's a B-gap rusher because who's the A-gap rusher? The nose man, right? Just tie it in how it goes, right? We usually take the rush away from the back. Right now, if we're taking the rush away from the back, give me the call. We're good shape.